On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning, and now a conversation about a new musical that will be showcased for audiences on the Eastern Shore this weekend. The singer-songwriter Pam Ortiz has collaborated with Robert Earl Price to create a musical based on a famous novel by Jean Toomer called Cain. Toomer was one of the most important authors of the Harlem Renaissance. His book was published in 1923. The new musical inspired by the book is called Red Devil Moon. Pam Ortiz has written the songs, and Robert Earl Price has written the script. Here's a bit from the title song of Red Devil Moon.
Boys, it's best you beware when you see it in the air. That's the haze of a red devil moon. When the air's so moist and thick, it's so sweet, makes you sick. That's the night of a red devil moon.
On Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, the Pam Ortiz Band will perform the songs in Chestertown with a gospel trio called Sambarkin. Robert Earl Price will narrate that concert, and they join me in the studio this morning, along with a few folks who will also be involved in the performance. Welcome to you both.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Good to have you here. So, Robert Earl, give us the storyline of Cain, which Red Devil Moon is based on.
Well, Red Devil Moon is a segment, comes from a segment of the book Cain by Toomer. It concentrates on one specific night of the full moon, the Red Devil Moon in October in southern Georgia. The air is rich with the syrup and the honey of boiling sugar cane. That smell kind of permeates the play. At the basis of this is a love triangle between a beautiful African-American woman, Louisa, her white boss, and her lover, who's named Tom Burwell, or Big Boy, mm-hmm. as he's called in the
play. And Pam Ortiz, what do you think makes this book and makes this subject so good for a musical setting?
Well, it's a simple story with a set of really colorful characters and a storyline that is universal and allows us to talk about the world of the Jim Crow South, the life of sharecroppers, the interactions between nature and the world of man, and all of those things come together that allow us to talk about a lot of very interesting conflicts inherent in human life.
And as we mentioned, we've got a few folks who are also going to be involved in the production with us in the studio this morning. Karen Somerville is here. She's a member of Sambarkin, which is the gospel trio that will be appearing with Pam and her band, along with Philip Dutton on keyboard. And Karen's going to sing one of the tunes from the show. This is called The One We Choose. Set this up for us, Pam.
Sure. This is really the love song in the story. In this story, Louisa's fantasizing about a possible imaginary life with her boss, Bob Stone. It's an impossible sort of fantasy, which she imagines a world where they could be together without consequence. This is the 1920s. This would be an interracial relationship. In her mind, it might be an opportunity for her to be a co-equal with him in a relationship.
So here from the new musical Red Devil Moon is The One We Choose.
The moon is bright upon the land. A crowded street where lovers meet, you brush my hand. Just to think we're passing there, and no one cares what we might do or say. Such a place, so full of strange and different views, we're free to love the one we choose. The feel of silk upon my skin, and I'm renewed. Perhaps perhaps in the right setting, I'm a lady too. Who's to say the difference between a lady and her serving maid? Isn't just a pair of silken stockings and a gown of silk brocade. Music of the cafes fill the avenues. We're free to love the one we choose. We work together side by side, just me.
Somerville, thank you so much. Karen Somerville on vocals, Philip Dutton on piano. That's a tune from the new musical by a couple of our guests this morning, Pam Ortiz and Robert Earl Price. That's called The One We Choose, and the musical is called Red Devil Moon. It's inspired by a book by Jean Toomer, one of the famous Harlem Renaissance authors. Cain is the name of that book. Robert Earl Price, the structure of this novel is quite famous for being quite unprecedented in its time, 1923. There's prose, there's poetry. Does the structure of the book itself affect how you and Pam have structured the musical?
Well, I think it's hard to avoid Toomer's language and the way he structured the book. There's something very jazz-like about it. It's very something very musical. In fact, I think it's hard to imagine Ralph Ellison or Toni Morrison without having read Jean Toomer first. So he is at the root of a lot of African-American literature, or he inspires a lot of African-American writers. I fell in love with this book at about 19 and have been in love with it for 40 years.
Yeah, and so this has been something that's sort of been in the back of your mind as a musical setting, or some sort of treatment of it been in the back of your mind for a while?
Yes, well, initially I thought maybe a film. I thought a lot of things. And as a lot of things happened in Chestertown, I walked into the shop one day and heard Pam singing from her CD in Bob's furniture-making shop, and I said, oh, maybe we could do this in Chestertown. It's possible. There's all these voices. There's all of this creativity in this very small community.
Cool. And the Bob you're referring to is Bob Ortiz, who we're going to hear from in a second. So let's have another tune. Bob's going to sing a tune called Slow Boil. Pam, tell us what this tune is about.
Sure. This is the first tune I actually wrote for the show. Robert Earl came to me with a list of colorful characters. This is the character from the story, Old David Georgia. He's the pot stirrer. He's the sort of anchor of the community that oversees the stirring and the boiling of the sugar cane during the sugar cane harvest. And the men gather in a circle around the pot and the grinder, which is turned by a mule. And this is, if you think about the bubbling pot, it really represents, I think, a lot of the turmoil and the conflict that is inherent in that culture and in that place. So Bob's going to sing Slow Boil.
I hear Slow Boil from the new musical Red Devil Moon. Bob Ortiz on vocals, Philip Dutton on piano.
Mm-hmm.
not too slow, not too hot. Never give her all you've got. Stir it a little, but not a lot. Don't use all that fuel. Careful, children, not too fast. Got to make the sweetness last. Nothing foreign, nothing new. Please don't kick that mule. If a little sweetness is your goal, simmer till it just begins to roll. Otherwise, you just might lose control. You gotta keep it at a very slow boil. Cane breaks rustling loud tonight, eerie in the red moonlight. Strange things mixing out of sight. Hold tight to what you've got. Sweet things sour mighty fast. If you don't respect the past, bless the ones who will take a chance. There's trouble in the pot. If a little sweetness is your goal, simmer till it just begins to roll. Otherwise you just might lose control. You gotta keep it at a very slow boil. Come here, sugar, see what I got. Stinky sweet for you. Pulsing, rising in the pot. Keeping it hot for you. I will be your sugar daddy. I'll always be true. If you'll be my sugar plum, just a pinch will do. If a little sweetness is your goal, simmer till it just begins to roll. Otherwise, you just might lose control. You gotta keep it at a very slow boil.
Thanks, Bob Ortiz and Philip Dutton, with a tune from the new musical Red Devil Moon, inspired by Gene Toomer's Cain. It's going to be played for the first time in Chestertown. So, Pam, you're a singer-songwriter. You've been writing songs for a long time. What's it like writing a collection of songs that have to be, you know, unified thematically around the book of a musical?
Well, it's very freeing, actually. Robert Earl came to me with a whole bucket full of ideas. Each character, each scene, each part of the storyline gives you another vehicle for expression, and it's when you have a few constraints, it's actually easier to be creative.
Pam Ortiz, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
Pam Ortiz is the leader of the Pam Ortiz Band. Robert Earl Price is on the faculty of Washington College. She is the composer and lyricist, and he wrote the book for the new musical Red Devil Moon, inspired by Gene Toomer's Cain. Thanks also this morning to Philip Dutton, Karen Somerville, and Bob Ortiz for sharing some of the music that they will also perform on the weekend. The Gospel Trio Sambarkin and the Pam Ortiz Band will present songs from Red Devil Moon this weekend, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon at the Garfield Center for the Arts on High Street in Chestertown. We've got a link to more information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio, WIPR in Baltimore. Matt Purdy is our producer. Nathan Sterner is our director and engineer. We've got production help from Connor Graham, Paya Magagasam, and Elizabeth Sherwood. Coming up Friday, a trip to the Walters Art Museum and a tour of their new exhibition. I'm Tom Hall. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.